Meatball, Power 96 Sports. The 7-2 Minnesota Twins fell behind 4-0 to the 2-6 Pittsburgh Pirates last night at Target Field, as Pittsburgh scored single runs in four of the first five innings. But the Twins tied it with four runs in the sixth, including Miguel Del Pozo walking all three batters he faced in relief for the Pirates. And that's how it stayed until a one-out walk-off gapper to left in the bottom of the ninth by, who else, Nelson Cruz. Nelly! He's getting it done this year. Now the season is 1/6 over, and at 8-2, the Twins are in the driver's seat in the American League Central. Same two teams in the final game of the homestand at 1 today. The Twins already down two members of their projected opening day rotation, with both Jake Odorizzi and Homer Bailey on the 10-day injured list. And now Rich Hill missed his start last night due to a slowed recovery from his season debut. Minnesota manager Rocco Baldelli said that Hill experienced fatigue and mild soreness in his upper back following his start last Wednesday against the Cardinals. In a promising development, Odorizzi reported feeling great after a 52-pitch simulated outing. Baldelli indicated that Odorizzi could rejoin the starting rotation this upcoming weekend in Kansas City. And the Twins also maintained that they expect Josh Donaldson's right calf tightness to be a minor issue, despite the third baseman's history of calf injuries. The Las Vegas Raiders traded defensive tackle P.J. Hall to the Minnesota Vikings for a conditional 2021 seventh-round draft choice yesterday. If Hall is on the Vikings' 53-man roster for just six games this season. The Raiders were ready to cut the 25-year-old Hall 2 years after selecting him in the second round of the 2018 NFL draft. Minnesota found itself in the market for a defensive tackle after Michael Pierce opted out of the 2020 season last week due to a respiratory concern that put him in the high-risk category during the coronavirus pandemic. Other moves made by the Vikings: they reactivated Anthony Barr off the reserve COVID-19 list, the star linebacker, as well as Ifeanyi Adenabo, the defensive end, and Courtney Davis, a wide receiver out of Texas A&M, a rookie, passed his physical. However, Ben Gideon, the linebacker from Michigan, fourth-year player, was placed on the reserve physically unable to perform list, and they waived Davion Davis, a wide receiver in his first year out of Sam Houston State, as well as cornerback Kemen Hall, a first-year player out of North Texas. The National Hockey League said yesterday that there have been no positive coronavirus tests through the first week in its two bubbles. The NHL has administered 7,013 tests since the 24 teams arrived in Edmonton, Alberta, and Toronto on July 26th. Every member of each team's 52-person traveling party has been tested daily. The news is a positive sign for the NHL, which returned from a pause of more than 4 months with hopes of awarding a Stanley Cup in October. The NHL and the Players Association made it a policy not to reveal the identity of anyone testing positive. They're using unfit to play as a catch-all designation for any player absences. The NHL stood to lose more than $1.2 billion if it couldn't complete the season, but could recoup about half of that money if this summer's tournament finishes as planned. The NHL ultimately chose two Canadian cities for a restart after spikes in coronavirus cases in several U.S. states. Players were not allowed to bring family members with them to the bubbles, though the NHL and the Players Association are working out logistics to allow some family members to enter the bubble for the conference finals, at which point the entire tournament will be consolidated in Edmonton, where the Minnesota Wild will play tonight against Vancouver in Game 2 of their best-of-five series that Minnesota leads 1-0. As concern was growing that the NBA playoffs could be compromised with the sidelining of players because of largely unavoidable coronavirus testing glitches, the NBA has tightened its protocol on retesting and allowing players a return to the court within a 24-hour window. Now, a player returning an inconclusive result, which occurs in about 5 of every 1,000 tests, that player can still become eligible to play in a game that is within 24 hours instead of needing to wait 48 hours. The player must test negative in an immediate retest upon receiving the inconclusive result, and then return another negative test within 60 minutes of the scheduled tip-off of his team's next game. Teams fear that playoff scenarios where a key player could be lost, despite the fact that he hasn't tested positive for the coronavirus and just inconclusive. Before this protocol change, there had been a 2-day period of time that required two negative tests in successive 24-hour periods. Of course, the NBA is testing players and staff every day in its 22-team restart at Disney's Wide World of Sports and has yet to have a positive test for the coronavirus among the players in the bubble. Sports, news, community events, our streaming audio, information about the shopping show, and more can be found on our website, kqprfm.com. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter. J. Paul, Power 96 Sports.